This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The Ohio Health Department says the number of confirmed and probable coronavirus cases reported to the state has topped 1,000 for the first time in 2 months. The new figures released Wednesday come as Ohio is seeing a sizable increase in the number of cases being reported daily. The state now has nearly 53,000 confirmed and probable cases. Data shows that over the past 2 weeks, the rolling average number of daily new cases is up by about 400, an increase of nearly 99%. The number of nursing home deaths associated with the coronavirus are up 73 from last week. The Ohio Department of Health reports at least 2,000 long-term care residents have died with COVID-19, representing 70% of all deaths from the virus in the state. Overall, in Ohio, 53% of the deaths have been to people age 80 and older, another 24% in their 70s. Governor Mike DeWine on Monday announced that beginning July 20th, outdoor visits will be allowed when certain safety standards are met, including having all residents and staff tested. The percentage of people testing positive for the coronavirus has increased, and as State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, some doctors say they're seeing some other trends.
Pediatrician Rachel Morocco says she's seeing more children coming into her practice with COVID-like symptoms.
We've also seen an uptick in asymptomatic people who are testing positive. In particular, we've seen a lot of mothers coming in for childbirth who are just tested going into the hospital who are positive with no symptoms.
Morocco, a Democrat running for a House seat in Central Ohio, made her comments in a teleconference with Ohio Democratic Party leaders. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Cleveland City Council has approved the use of some federal coronavirus pandemic funds to stop the spread of disease in city buildings. Cleveland received $31 million in CARES grants and will use $2 million of that to buy dividers, signage, hand-washing stations, temperature sensors, and disinfecting equipment. The city has been hard hit by COVID-19, with about 39% of the city's cases among 20 to 40-year-olds. But more than 70% of those who died were 70 or older. Council's next meeting is July 15th. In Columbus, a city named for Christopher Columbus, a large statue of the explorer was removed from outside of City Hall Wednesday. It's been described by the mayor as a symbol of divisiveness and oppression. Recent national outcry over racial injustice has amplified criticism that monuments to the explorer honor a legacy linked to the decimation of indigenous peoples. Columbus State Community College also recently removed its statue of the namesake. Another statue of Columbus remains outside the Ohio State House. The board that oversees those grounds is set to meet later this month to consider whether that statue should go too. The Ohio Senate has passed what supporters are calling a critical bill to address criminal justice reform. The legislation lowers the penalty for many drug possession charges from felonies to misdemeanors and allows judges to dismiss cases if a defendant completes rehabilitation. The Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association opposes the bill, saying the possibility of a felony conviction would incentivize treatment. The measure now heads to the Ohio House. Ohio State University this fall will require students, faculty, and staff to wear masks indoors and sign a pledge to assure that they, quote, do their part. Ohio State's Coronavirus Transition Task Force is still finalizing the pledge. The campus community will also be required to complete health and safety training modules. OSU athletes who have returned to campus have already signed a form. President Emeritus Michael Drake told lawmakers in a Senate committee hearing this week that the pledge would not be used for potential liability protection for the university. The Summit and Medina County branches of United Way have merged. The new nonprofit will have headquarters in both downtown Akron and Medina. Medina County residents will have access to programs previously limited to Summit County, such as free financial coaching through the Akron Financial Empowerment Center, poverty simulation workshops, and more. The debate over masks is intensifying in Ohio. On Wednesday, Dayton became the first major city in the state to require masks in public. Dayton's ordinance says anyone inside an enclosed space with other individuals present would be required to wear a mask that covers the nose and mouth, or an outdoor space where 6 feet of social distancing is not possible. Meanwhile, WEWS-TV reports Akron City Councilwoman Tara Mosley Samples has drafted an ordinance that would require masks at all public locations, unless a person is eating, works in a place that prohibits facial coverings, working alone in an assigned area, or has health reasons. Samples plans to introduce the ordinance July 13th. Fewer drivers on the road during Ohio's stay-at-home order this spring cost the state in gas tax revenue. The Northeast Ohio Area-Wide Coordinating Agency found that Cuyahoga, Lorain, Lake, Medina, and Geauga counties saw a 71% drop in fuel consumption, losing nearly $40 million from the region. The report says the Ohio Department of Transportation expects a 30% loss in gas tax collection between February and June. That tax helps fund road and bridge projects. This is WKSU.